Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, January 4th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. A group of over 200 Alphabet workers announced the formation of the Alphabet Workers Union. These workers committed to setting aside 1% of yearly compensation to union dues. These include contract workers, temps, and vendors, which make up more than half of all workers at Alphabet companies. As of September 30th, 2020, Alphabet employed 132,121 people. The union will be chaired by Google software engineers Parul Kohl and Chewy Shaw. In the New York Times op-ed announcing the formation of the union, Kohl and Shaw cited Google's contract with the Pentagon to use AI in Project Maven, the firing of AI researcher Timit Gebru, and forced arbitration for claims of sexual harassment as Alphabet management ignoring the concerns of workers. In the op-ed, the union pledged to live by Google's former motto, "Don't be evil." UK Judge Vanessa Beristir of Westminster's Magistrates Court ruled that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange cannot be extradited to the United States to face trial on charges of violating the Espionage Act. The judge ruled that extradition would be unjust and oppressive, citing Assange's mental health would put him at extreme risk of suicide if extradited to the U.S. The judge rejected Assange's defense that the charges were an attack on press freedom, however, saying that the U.S. brought the case in good faith. In 2019, Assange was charged with 17 counts of violating the Espionage Act, resulting from the publication of documents provided by former U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning. According to interviews conducted by the New York Times, the SolarWinds supply chain attack on its Orion's platform could have impacted up to 250 organizations. Initial estimates believed only a few dozen organizations were impacted. Microsoft recently disclosed its resellers were targeted in the supply chain attack, businesses that often have direct access to customer networks for setting up software installations. The report also found that early warning systems implanted in foreign networks by the NSA failed to detect the attack, with attackers orchestrating the attack from inside the U.S., taking advantage of NSA rules against domestic spying. Investigators are currently looking at if the attack compromised SolarWinds software development offices in Belarus, the Czech Republic, and Poland. Shareholders of the French automaker Peugeot voted to approve a merger with Fiat Chrysler. If approved by Fiat Chrysler shareholders, the merged company would be named Stellantis, valued at $52 billion, and the world's fourth largest automaker. Stellantis would control 14 auto brands, including Fiat, Maserati, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Peugeot, Opel, and DS. The Wall Street Journal reports that cumulative U.S. streaming subscribers across the major streaming platforms grew over 50% from the start of 2020 and doubled since Q1 2019. The media research group Kagan found that U.S. households now subscribe to an average of 3.1 streaming services, up from 2.7 last year, with 3 out of 4 households subscribing to at least one. Netflix consistently led streaming traffic, peaking at just under 20 terabits per second in late March. While second in terms of subscribers, Prime Video was fourth in traffic behind Hulu and Disney+. Netflix also led all services in the number of original episodes released, totaling over 1,200 across Q2 and Q3. While Quibi shut down its streaming service last year, its content may still live on. The Wall Street Journal sources say the company is nearing a deal with Roku for its content catalog. Quibi's content would reportedly be added to Roku's free, ad-supported Roku channel streaming service. Facebook announced that WhatsApp saw a record 1.4 billion video and voice calls placed on New Year's Eve. This was the most ever on a single day and a 50% increase from New Year's Eve 2019. Facebook Messenger also saw its largest ever volume of group video calls in the U.S., seeing double the average daily volume. Facebook Live and Instagram Live also had 55 million broadcasts worldwide. According to a recent job posting for a software engineering role in the Windows Core User Experiences team, Microsoft is planning a sweeping visual rejuvenation of Windows designed to let customers know that Windows is back. Windows Central sources said back in October that this UI change is codenamed Sun Valley and would update the Start menu, File Explorer, and built-in apps to make the UI more consistent. LG Display is showing off a 48-inch flexible OLED panel prototype at this year's virtual CES. This display can bend its radius up to 1,000 millimeters, offering a curved configuration for more immersive gaming, but a flattened configuration for a traditional TV watching experience. The display includes LG Display's Cinematic Sound OLED that vibrates the screen to produce sound and offers up to 120Hz refresh rate and a response time of 0.1 milliseconds. It's a prototype, so no word on if or when it will come to market. Huawei reinstated all Tencent games on its mobile platform on January 1st after removing them earlier that day. Reuters sources said Huawei had insisted on a 50% cut of Tencent game sales on its platform. According to a statement from Tencent, both sides will continue to work together to bring better experiences and services to consumers. And finally, Samsung sent out invites to its latest Galaxy Unpacked event on January 14th at 10 a.m. Eastern. Taglined, "Welcome to the Everyday Epic," the teaser video appears to show a smartphone camera module. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.